Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Jaded, and I'm Jody. Today is day 6. Tough day. Day 5 is even tougher. But I'm making it, I think. Really screwing off work. Pretty harsh. Kind of almost hope they'll fire me. Not a positive outlook, but I'm so done. I'm so over this job. I know I make a difference. I know I make an impact. But it's not an impact that's recognized. It's not a difference that anybody really cares about except for the numbers. And it's taken a lot out of me. And it could be because it's day 6. I don't know. But at this point, I really just don't care. And where do you go with that when you find yourself not caring anymore? When the only part of your life that gives you any purpose no longer gives you enough? I really don't know. But still alive, still surviving, so I've got to fix this. Got to fix this somehow. Hopefully day 7, day 8, every day following this one will be better. But there's no promises, there's no guaranteed. Life is fluid, life is temporary, and every aspect about it is the same. On the highway, following a fire truck, just barely going the speed limit. Pretty unreal. Still a lot in life I gotta fix. My best friend just moved to Hawaii. Totally excited for her, but definitely reminded of how stuck I am in my own life. So changes have to happen. They do. Whether it's by me or whether it's by the universe, changes will happen, and I know this. So just kind of floating along, not doing great, not doing horrible. I don't know, maybe to some I'm doing horrible, but to me I'm still here, and I'm staying clean, although I'm hating life. You know, being clean is not about loving life. Just because you quit doing drugs or quit drinking alcohol doesn't mean life's going to be fabulous. But it is still life, and it is what we make it. So if I don't like it, I've got to change, right? Got to do something different. So I'm sorry that there's not a whole lot of substance to this recording, but I am still here. I am still caught a bit in my past, trying to break free of that. It's hard to accept other people's decisions that affect your life when you always think you're in charge and you have the power and you find out you don't. It's a rough adjustment for me, I'll tell you what. Even though supposedly I was the one that made this decision, I was the one that chose where I am, who I am, what's going on in my life. I don't remember it. And other people had to make decisions based on my actions. And that in itself, totally understandable. We cannot wait sometimes, and well, I don't hate for that, but it definitely took me some time to accept. And here we are. My daughter is a senior this year. School starts soon for her, very soon. My youngest son just turned 19 yesterday. Happy birthday and a shout out to my son, Colby. Despite all of our shortcomings and disagreements and all the shitty things that I do, he hasn't left me yet. So happy birthday, Colby. Happy 19th. Some good things did come of my best friend leaving. She left me her car. She knows that I love to work on cars. It's one of the few things in my life that I feel good about. When I can work on something that doesn't talk back to me, that doesn't complain, and that I can take as long as I need to figure out the problem. And then once it's fixed, it's fixed. Kind of great. And my son was driving a Jeep that I got from another friend about a year ago. Did not expect that vehicle to last a year. and it really kind of, on the cusp of year, fell out on him. Fell out on him while I was asleep and recovering, and he took care of that by himself. So that was pretty awesome way to step up. Life is not easy, and the problems that come with it can really throw you for a loop, or you can take them in stride. And he took them in stride. So one vehicle shut down on him, another vehicle opened up, and I am grateful for that, most definitely. Most definitely. So as bad as things get in life, there's always a positive, and I really need to keep focusing on that. It's kind of been my survival instinct for the last 15 years, and I need to remember that it helped me through them, it will help me through these. So I do hope anyone listening, whatever struggles you're going through, they are temporary. They will get better. They may get worse, but they won't stay that way. I know I was going to record more last night, fill you in about all that happened that weekend. Awesome wedding, great time with my brother, opportunities, always, there's always opportunities, and I do plan to make this better. I hate that most of my recordings are depressing. I hate that they're not good, positive ones, but for me, that's been life, and of course it will get better, of course it will change. I wouldn't say that to you if I didn't believe it. But boy, some days can just really get you down, and that's okay. If you can't recognize those days, you most certainly won't appreciate the good ones when they come. So hang in there with me, if you would. I promise it'll get better. This is Jaded. I am Jody, and I really, really appreciate you listening.